April 2016 Conference Notebook. What I, the Lord, have spoken, I have spoken, whether by mine own voice or by the voice of my servants, it is the same. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 1, Verse 38. As you review the April 2016 General Conference, you can use these pages and conference notebooks in future issues to help you study and apply the recent teachings of the living prophets and apostles and other church leaders. Doctrinal Highlight: A Remission of Our Sins. The ordinances of baptism by immersion, the laying on of hands for the gift of the Holy Ghost, and the sacrament are not isolated and discrete events. Rather, they are elements in an interrelated and additive pattern of redemptive progress. Each successive ordinance elevates and enlarges our spiritual purpose, desire, and performance. The Father's plan, the Savior's atonement, and the ordinances of the gospel provide the grace we need to press forward and progress line upon line and precept upon precept toward our eternal destiny. Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Always retain a remission of your sins. Ensign, May 2016, page 62. Prophetic Promise, Eternity, by President Henry B. Eyring. My message tonight is an attempt to describe what we must do to be a part of the plan of happiness our Heavenly Father has prepared for us. Before we were born, we lived in a family with our exalted and eternal Heavenly Father. He ordained a plan that enables us to advance and progress to become like Him. He did it out of love for us. The purpose of the plan was to allow us the privilege of living forever as our Heavenly Father lives. This gospel plan offered us a life of mortality in which we would be tested. A promise was given that through the atonement of Jesus Christ, if we obeyed the laws and priesthood ordinances of the gospel, we would have eternal life, the greatest of all His gifts. By President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency, Eternal Families, Ensign May 2016, page 81. Drawing Parallels, Divine Roles of Men. Multiple speakers sometimes address the same gospel topic. Here is what three speakers said about the divine roles of men. Husband, treat your wife the way Heavenly Father has treated you. Henry B. Eyring, Eternal Families, page 83. Priesthood Holder, live up to your privileges as bearers of the priesthood. In a coming day, only those men who have taken their priesthood seriously, by diligently seeking to be taught by the Lord Himself, will be able to bless, guide, protect, strengthen, and heal others. Russell M. Nelson, The Price of Priesthood Power, pages 67 and 68. Father, the role of Father is of divine origin, beginning with the Father in heaven and, in this mortal sphere, with Father Adam. Fatherhood requires sacrifice. Loving the mother of his children and showing that love are two of the best things a father can do for his children. This reaffirms and strengthens the marriage that is the foundation of their family life and security. D. Todd Christofferson, Fathers, pages 94 and 95. Great Stories from Conference. What catches our attention better than a story? The following stories are among the many shared at conference. What is the connection between magnolia blossoms and how love makes space for others in our lives? See Neil F. Marriott, What Shall We Do?, page 10. Why did Elder Hales stay after state conference to to shake hands with everyone. See Robert D. Hale's The Holy Ghost, page 105. By age 11, Yvette Bagingo was a refugee whose father had been killed and whose three brothers were missing. How did her story end? See Linda K. Burton, I Was a Stranger, page 13. What can these stories of Latter-day Saint children from non-member homes inspire us to do? See Neil L. Anderson, Whoso Receiveth Them, Receiveth Me, page 49. Obedience is the lifeblood of faith. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the First Presidency. He will place you on his shoulders and carry you home. Ensign, May 2016, page 103. To read, watch, or listen to general conference addresses, visit conference.lds.org. End of April 2016 Conference Notebook. Read by Dwayne Case.